Russell Westbrook netted 28 points as the Thunder took down the Trailblazers yesterday, 111-95. Blazers interim head coach Caleb Canales says the Thunder had just too fast of a start.
You know, we came back and we responded. You know, we knew that they were going to come out aggressive, especially at home, especially after a home loss. And, you know, we talked about withstanding that first punch. You know, I think we probably could have scored a little more and not dug ourselves that deep of a hole. But, you know, you got to give them credit.
The Thunder took a 31-15 first quarter lead and stretched out to as much as 21 before Portland started to claw their way back into it. Jamal Crawford had 23 off the bench to pace the Blazers. They dropped five games in their seven games in 12 days road trip. Other winners yesterday: Atlanta, the Clippers, Memphis, Sacramento, Miami, Phoenix, and Utah. In the NIT, E.J. Singler scored 25 points. Olu Ashaolu had 22, and Oregon beat Iowa 108-97 in the second round of that tournament. Coach Dana Altman says it was an ole defense night.
Well, defensively, I don't think either team's very proud of what we did. We're going to have to come back with a much better defensive effort against Washington. You know, I just really disappointed at our energy to start the game. Offensively, we had a lot of confidence in what we were doing, but man, we didn't guard anybody, and we got to do a better job.
Ducks trailed 31-16 with 10:44 to play in the first half, but climbed back and trailed 51-47 at the break. Oregon shot 72% in the second half, made 7 of their 11 three-point attempts after going 3 of 12 in the first half. They will face Washington on Tuesday, and we'll have that one for you right here on KBND. All four number one seeds advanced to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. In the Midwest, top seed North Carolina will face number 13 seed Ohio. In the South, number one Kentucky faces number 4 Indiana. In the East, it's number 1 Syracuse against number 4 Wisconsin. And Michigan State, number 1 in the West, battles number 4 seed Louisville. And North Carolina may have to make the rest of its tournament run without point guard Kendall Marshall. It was revealed in the wake of their win over Creighton Sunday that Marshall sustained a fractured right wrist. Coach Roy Williams says Marshall's status for the remainder of the tournament is unknown. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.